Hello.
Hi, James. It's Tina from, excuse me, Local Splash, getting back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good.
Excellent. So I wasn't sure if you already had an account with us or if you were inquiring on our services or...
We were inquiring on the services. Last time, so I had my fiance, try to set it up last time, and, you guys called, like, right away, and I was in the middle of doing a job, and,
and
I just didn't get a chance to get back. As soon as you set up, you know, you guys called right away, so I didn't realize that the first time, so I made sure doing it now that I had time to talk.
Oh, good for you. Okay, that's awesome. So, what type of a business? It looks like her, when she filled out the form, she put Marsh Restoration. So are you like a contractor?
No, so like on the restorations, it's kind of like a restoration on the property. I'm trying to advertise where I'm doing just clean outs, where it's like if some, like an investor buys a house and then they want to find somebody that's going to clean, like let's say somebody, they lost the house and everything's still in it, or they have a property that just has a lot of clutter on it. They want it all just hauled off. Like junk removal, pretty much.
Very good. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to. I know the terminology that I'm using on it is a little different, but eventually I want to try to expand. But for right now, I just want to try to focus on doing like the cleanouts.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely understand. And there's a lot of keywords under that category that will help you, like real estate cleanouts and, you know, junk removal, like you said, hauling. So we'll make sure that you're found under all of those categories. And what we do is we specialize in getting businesses ranked on the first page of Google, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where that high revenue is generated. So do you have anything set up for the business already, like a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
Not yet. So I have, like, my logo and everything, and my buddy uses Local Splash, and he was telling me that you guys kind of create he was saying, like, just, like, a fast, easy, like a pretty quick website, and I didn't know, like, if you guys do that, like, I can always, like, adjust it to make it better or something, or if it's...
Yes.
Or if you guys, you know... recommend me making my own website first, but I was trying to get everything set up before I do the Facebook, but I could make a Facebook page today, and if that helps, and then on the website, if you guys do it for now, or I can look into having a website created as well.
Okay.
I can do the Facebook and website if you guys don't offer the website.
Okay. Well, we do sell Google-compliant websites here. They typically charge extra, but since you were referred by your buddy, I would absolutely explain that to my director and try to get the site included, kind of like as a gift from us to you, because I figure it's 2026 and eventually you're going to need that site anyway, right?
Yes,
also, it's not just a quick thing that we put together. It's a highly rankable site that is geared towards high rankings on Google because the Google certified technicians put them together. So yes, you're right. Our objective is to get it up and running as soon as possible. So we typically will launch it within 1 to 3 business days and put stock photos up there and possibly your logo if you send it to us. And then as you get fresh content, you'll have the ability through your dashboard to upload that. And anything that you upload on the dashboard would be sent to our technicians and put on your site within 1 to 3 business days. Matter of fact, I welcome that. I always tell people the more interactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get. You know what I mean? Because it'll give that end user a comfortable feeling in working with you if they see your actual content as opposed to stock photos. But some of our clients say, you know what, we don't have time to deal with it. Use stock photos, that's fine, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. But I always, you know, say you'll get better results if you are responsive and interactive. So that's excellent. Now, where are you located?
I'm pretty much right in between. My address is Hawthorne, Florida, but it's, like, pretty much right in between Ocala and Gainesville. So, like, I could service, like, Ocala and Gainesville and, like, the surrounding areas.
Okay, perfect.
I guess you'd say, like, Central Florida or North Central Florida.
Okay. I'm putting Ocala, Gainesville, surrounding areas, North Central Florida. Okay. And then is it called Marsh Restoration still, or did you change that?
Yeah, it's Marsh Restorations.
Okay, perfect. So what I would recommend for you would be what's called our ideal package, but you can piece it apart and do part of it if you didn't want to do everything at once. But are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Oh, so on the license part, you're just like, that's pretty much just like the EIN number, correct?
Let me check for Florida for junk removal what the requirements would be. This wouldn't be for the Google business page. It would just be for the Google guaranteed portion of the program, which
yes,
is
ma'am.
The lead. Oh, okay. So there's no licensing required. And it's
okay, that's what I was making sure. And
yep.
I do not have insurance established, but I have where I could get it established today. Like I found what insurance I'm wanting to use. I didn't start paying it because I haven't started using the company quite yet. I was wanting to get set up with you guys first. And as soon as I get set up with you guys, I'll go ahead and pay for the insurance.
Makes sense. Keep
it up.
Okay. So then what I would definitely recommend is they're only requiring $100,000 in certificate of insurance. Most business owners tell me, oh, I have $250,000 or I have $1 million. You know, you'll probably end up getting more, but the minimum would be $100,000. So if you could get that set up today,
then you could definitely
qualify for the ideal package. You don't have any
–
you have a valid – driver's license, social security, or EIN for the business, and no felonies within the past 7 years, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The reason I ask is in order to participate in this particular program, you have to pass a background check. Based on what you told me, as long as you get that certificate of insurance, you'll pass that background check with flying colors. And that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. It will just affect that paper lead portion of the program. With the other section, we start programming right away to get you on the first page of Google in the category that you're in, including the keywords. We would also submit you to some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So that happens to be a different search result altogether. And once we program you into that mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what we would do is, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So we would definitely ask you to just put the page together real quick, but you don't have to spend a lot of time adding content or anything. You would just put it together, and we would send you an invite to add us as a manager. And then we would start, you know, putting, you know, pictures and your logo and content on there and running the ads. And how those work is, you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on the Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients came from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Now, let me see here. You said you're in Hawthorne, Florida, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me check. Is that I hope I fare Alachua County.
Yeah, Alachua.
Alachua, okay, thank you. I'm like, I'm going to butcher that. I know it.
Well, it's actually, we call it Alachua County, but it's actually a Native American term, like a name, and it's actually pronounced in Native American, it's Alachua. So we changed it. We pronounced it Alachua instead of Alachua. So completely understandable.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, it's a neat little piece of trivia for that county, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Alachua. I like that. Okay. So how the pricing would work is it would be $549 today, and that would include your $250 application fee to get you Google Guaranteed approved, okay? And mm-hmm. then each month moving forward, you're just paying $299. So it's a month-to-month subscription. The only other charges you would have is once you get approved on the Google Guaranteed Leads, then that's a pay-per-lead program where you're only paying about $32 per lead. And how that works is if someone calls you from that Google Guaranteed section, it's exclusive to you. So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses, okay? So that's one thing. Secondly, if you get a lead through the Google Guaranteed section, we would monitor it and only charge you for it if it's a valid lead within your area. So mm-hmm. the leads would only run about $32 each, and that's an average. So it might be a smaller job where the lead is say that it's a smaller job, the lead may be $28. It may be a bigger lead where the lead is $38, but on the average, it's $32 each. And then what we would do also is on the local map section of Google, which is the first portion of the program, you would be on there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So with that section, you're not paying per lead or per phone call. It's all inclusive. It's only if you get the Google Guaranteed Lead, which is more of a solid client that's looking for you because they're actually contacting you through that section, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure it's something that, assuming that I can get the website included, that you wanted to get started today, right?
Yes, and also I was curious because the guy's name is Brandon Neal is who's referring me.
Okay.
And he was I think he has like GIG junk removal, and he was explaining to me like if let's say sometimes if he can't afford like no, I guess he would say because I don't think he's really the best like money management. Like what you described, if it's bringing in work, I have no problem paying those fees at all.
Of course.
Because, you know what I mean? Because you're making money. So, but he was saying, like, you guys do offer, like, cheaper ones too. Because he was trying to tell me that he only pays, like around, like, $100 a month, sometimes less than that but I don't know if there's, like, different plans that you guys have or if that's just, like, a better plan or maybe he's not using the Google one or, Just wondering if he
right.
was correct with what he was saying.
So what he did is he started with the same package that I'm recommending for you, which is $299 monthly. And mm-hmm. at some point, things got tight on his finances, and he canceled that part of the program, and he just kept a website, and he's paying $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And that's one neat feature that we offer to our clients is this is going to give you the most dominant internet presence locally, get your phone ringing with new clients, right? But yeah. if you ever decided to discontinue the service down the road and we build a site for you, we do give you the option to keep it and just pay us the hosting. Now, if you wanted to go with that particular program that he started with, then you don't have to pay the $250 application fee right now to do the Google Guaranteed. You could always add that later, and it would just require a one-time setup fee of $99. So if you want to go that route, it would be $398 today.
Okay, so $398. So and that's where I'm coming from is, so currently, since I haven't been using the business, I'm working for like an actual company for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm thinking might work best for me is, the cheaper route for now, for maybe the first like month while I'm getting everything kind of situated, maybe converting from this job to go full time working for myself.
Yes.
And, just so I don't just jump right into it. I'm almost thinking it might be better for me to do like the cheaper route for just the first month. And then how hard is it to swap over to like, if I'm only paying the, you said around $200, about $300 today.
Right.
And then it'd be $50 a month.
No. It's not $50 a month after the first one. It's $299 month to month. The option to cancel the program and go with hosting requires at least a 3-month verbal commitment. And the reason we do that, James, is anytime you're dealing with online marketing, it's best to invest in it for a quarter for ample results, because that's when things come to full fruition and start really, really popping for your business. And so at that point, you're going to be so profitable, you're going to want to keep it. But if
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, but if you wanted to scale back on that fourth month and go to just the hosting, you absolutely could. But most people don't, because I probably told Brandon this too, because I recognize his account. I've dealt with him before. I always look at that $49 as a last resort, because a website in and of itself can't bring you new clients. Right?
Exactly,
so the value
exactly.
to what we do is putting it in a spotlight position where people can find it. But,
exactly.
you know, I definitely understand if, you know, you're working somewhere else and you're not ready to go full force, you can
start. Well, I'll put it this way. If I make the payments and you guys start bringing me, let's say, a job a day or something like that, like I would go that route full time. You know, it's just.
Of course.
Just
of
making,
course.
You know what I mean? Just. Making sure that I can pay the bills, you know, guaranteed.
Yeah, that's why I recommend, if you can, do it all at once, because you'd save $100 by doing it together. Because rather than paying that $99 setup fee and then a month from now you pay the $250 application fee, if you do it all at once, the $250 application fee would include the $99 setup. But
exactly.
if you're more comfortable, we could just start with that $299 package. So which route are you thinking would be better? By the way, we say 4 to 8 weeks for the Google Guaranteed approval, but, we're knocking out closer to the 4-week mark. So if your objective is, you know, once your business gets, you know, really some solid client calls to go full time with it, then this is definitely going to be the best tool that you could use for that.
And that's going to be the $400 today,
yeah.
or
yeah, it would
and
be $549 today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, $550 today, and then next month it'd be $299. It'd be $299 a month. The
exactly.
pretty much $300 a month.
Yep, and you're grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. So on our website, the Platinum package sells for $599 monthly. But I will get an override and then send you an email that says terms and conditions that you can acknowledge with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up.
Okay. And so you're saying usually it takes about a month after. So, you know, I'll pay the $500 or $550, and then next month I'll pay $300, and then around when I pay that $300 bill, that's whenever you guys will start actually sending jobs, because you won't get jobs the first month of install, like setting all this up, is what you were saying, the Google Guaranteed.
With the Google Guaranteed leads and with the local map optimization on Google, nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously, right? So the one requires the background check. The other requires hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted sites.
Okay, so it gives about a month to kind of get your name out there.
Right, but I want to let you know that industry standard for first page placement is 90 days. Because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it in 45 to 60 days. So we're way ahead of the curve. So absolutely, like you just asked me, you'll see it pop in the second month. That's when things start coming to full fruition. But in your first month, you're still going to see activity because we're going to launch the website. We'll put you on the directories. The Facebook ads will be up and running. So I always tell people, you know, you'll definitely get activity your first month, but it is the second month that you see things pop. That's when it will come to full fruition for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And is there a way, so I'm getting ready to take lunch. Is there a way I can kind of like run this over my fiance and then get back with you today? Like, is there like a callback number or is there like a, that way I can set up like the payment and everything? I'd have to kind of like set everything up, move some stuff around. Just curious if that's something feasible. Like where I can like contact you,
could, you
again,
but they
or...
have a new program that they're offering us that we can give to people if they sign up on their first call, which technically this would be because last time you reached out, we never really talked to her, right? So
yeah.
What it is if you go to Google and you type in best junk removal near me, or best hauling near me, or best real estate cleanup near me. AI will get involved in that and they will recommend the best junk removal companies in the area. So mm-hmm. we have a new tool that they're offering just for our annual clients that pay a minimum of $2,500 up front, or for the people that agree to this on the first call, where you would be found in that AI section of Google as well.
Yes,
or you could get the free AI assistant. So sometimes business owners, especially if you're starting out working at another job, you may not be able to take client calls right away that are coming in, but you don't want to miss them. So we can give you an AI assistant. It's called Ida, that would answer the calls and schedule appointments for you so that you don't miss out on any of that. So you could get one of those tools for free. And I'm pretty sure that your fiance is going to be on board with it, because if you calculate it out, it comes to only about $9 a day, you know, to increase your business. But I also am married and I want to make sure that you're both 100% comfortable, you know. So
yeah.
I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call her on the other line. I can wait for you.
Okay. And so pretty much it's going to be $550. Is there like taxes or anything on this?
Nope.
Or is it just $550, a flat fee, and then would it be like a 30 days from today's date?
Yes.
I'll have $300, like I'll pay $300.
Exactly.
And then just so on, just $300 moving forward.
Yep. Since today's the 11th, your billing would always run on the 11th of each month. And if you get her blessing and you want to move some funds around, I can set it up as a post date. So we could, you know, do the billing and create your client interview and send you the terms and conditions and all that. And then we could process it in a couple of hours if you needed to move money around. Now, let's say you're trying to configure this and you're short on the 549 and you can't do it. Then what I could do is we can start with that 398 package and I can upgrade you to the other and prorate the difference as long as you do it within 2 weeks. So let's say that you go through your bank and the 398 is much more feasible. As long as you could do the other within 2 weeks, I could just charge you $150 at that point. That way you don't lose that $100.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
And trying to see, so what would I have to do on my behalf? I just have to make I just need to get my insurance set up today.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be done today, right?
It doesn't have to be done today, but I would create an onboarding appointment for you. So I would suggest if you can't do it today, we could set the onboarding for tomorrow. And then maybe
okay.
you have a little bit more time to shop around for the insurance.
Yeah.
I don't think
there should be an issue. I should be able to have it set up today. Same thing
okay.
with like a Facebook page. I'm just making sure just in case, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive I can have the insurance established today and have the, have
Facebook.
The insurance established and the Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Then that's all you need. Then we could still create the onboarding for today, and then we could even have your fiancé involved in that call, too, if you like. If you wanted to do, like, a conference where she's, you know, on call, too, so you're going over your keywords and the setup together, we could do that. Or, you know, we could the onboarding with either you or her, you know, whatever you're more comfortable with.
Yeah, really, because here soon I'm about to have to get back to work. I wouldn't mind if she was, you know, I wouldn't mind if she was kind of setting everything up, because she has, like, better setup where she can write everything down and keep everything in track.
You're blessed, man. You guys make a good team. She seems like the admin or the organized portion of the business, and then you're going to be the one out there just doing all the work and everything. So that's great. You have a nice backbone to your company.
Yeah, I got to have a team player right now.
Oh, totally. I always say behind every good man, there's a good woman, and it sounds like she's a great one. So that's awesome. So what's her name and what's her number? I'll add her as an authorized user so that we can create the client interview under her name.
Okay, it'll be Trinity.
Oh, that's pretty. Trinity, okay.
And her number is 352-554-7895.
Excellent. Trinity, 352-554-7895.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. Now, for the actual confirmation email, do you want me to use DaltonThomas914@gmail.com, or should I use the other one that she put in before, which was MarshRestorations@gmail.com?
Probably either Marsh Restoration.
Okay.
That way everything's everything is tied to the company and is on that email. That way it's not a cluster.
Marsh. Yeah, that's how I always recommend it. But the email won't be published, just so you know. We'll put a contact form on your website. So if they contact you through the website, then you'll be able to respond back to them as far as the leads. And then our client dashboard interfaces with our local Splash app. So once you get your username and password for your account, I recommend that you and your fiance download the Local Splash app. It's in the Android and the iPhone store for free. And then you would log in with your credentials, and that way you can see all your results in real time, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the official business name? Is it Marsh Restorations, or should we put Inc. or LLC, or Marsh Restorations Junk Removal? What's your thoughts there?
So I like the name Marsh Restorations. Now, do you think that I should put junk removal on the name, or could I just put that as a service?
You could put that as a service, because we'll promote you under your keywords. But I really don't want anyone, like an end user, to get confused and think that you do restorations like a remodel or anything like that. So it might be better off to put it in the business name. You know what I mean? But we're not going to promote those services for you as a business. But sometimes people will see business and they might call you for something that you don't do. So it's always best to avoid that, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Because I'll have to look into that, like, how hard it is to change the name, because it's Marsh Restorations LLC. I could possibly do Marsh Restorations Junk Removal.
For the Google business page, you don't have to officially re-register. We could do Marsh Restorations Junk Removal. It won't affect you. For the Google guarantee, they're going to want your official, which is Marsh Restorations LLC, but that's just while they're doing the background check, right? So
okay.
I think if you want to put it on there, we can. But if you want to talk to Trinity, I'll just leave it at Marsh Restorations LLC, and then you can decide that during the client interview too.
Yeah, because it's going to say Marsh Restorations, and then you guys pretty much advertise it for, you're going to put me under the junk removal category.
Yes.
And
yep.
So I can see where you're saying it could be a little confusing, but at the same time, it's like when they look it up, my name should still pop up. And I know a lot of other people, they put junk removal on their name, but I imagine when you look up junk removal and it shows Marsh Restorations, like it probably... You know, they should make sense out of it, I would think. But if,
absolutely.
You know, maybe if it has
all
like
your...
a complication or something, I could always change it down the line or something. I believe it does cost money to change it, I believe.
Yeah, okay. So let's leave it at this, because all your keywords, all your content, all your photos, they're all going to be tied into junk removal. So you're right. If someone sees it under junk removal, it's going to be very clear that that's what you do. So I'm just, you know, thinking that if they, you know, they say, oh, by the way, you know, I'm doing a real estate clean out because I just inherited a house and I do want to do some remodeling too. You know, you might have to turn them away for that service. But what some junk removal companies do is they start getting little commissions and kickbacks from contractors in their area, you know, so it might be a benefit for you. If you have some buddies that can do that, you could say, hey, I'll refer you, here's someone that can do that portion of it. And then, you know, if they do the work, sometimes they'll give you a little bit of commission for referring.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so and I do. I have access to pretty much every kind of contractor that you can think of.
Awesome. That's great. Okay, good. So I think we have a good game plan. Now, for what's the business address?
Oh, it's going to be my home address as of right now. It's 15008 Southeast 190th Place.
Okay.
Hawthorne, Florida, 32640.
Okay. And I want to let you know, since you are a home-based business, Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses, so you don't even have to worry about getting like an actual virtual address or anything. They'll hide the address on there. So you'll show up as Marsh Restorations LLC in your area, but you won't see the address. It'll be blocked out because it's you know, home-based. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card?
Oh, I was going to ask you that, but because that way I ain't even got to mess with the check, and I can use my credit card and for this. Now, is it going to stay on file where you use that card every time, or is it okay maybe where I do the credit card for this first time for the $550, and then moving forward I could have it even like auto pay out of my checking account on my debit card?
Of course. Yeah, there's a billing tab on your dashboard that you can go in and you can switch the billing at any time. Or I could set that up for you now. I could take the credit card as a one-time payment, and then I could go back and store the debit card for future billings. But either way, you know, if you have it set up that way and then it gets closer to the 11th of next month and you decide to change it, you'll have the ability to do that too.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so it's a credit card. Does it say James Thomas, or is there a middle name or initial?
James D. Thomas.
James D. Thomas. And then is it the same billing address on 100?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 4005.
Okay.
1971.
Got it.
7027.
Okay.
7983.
And expiration?
07-28.
Okay, and the code?
763. That's the three code on the back?
Yeah, the security code on the back, exactly.
Okay.
So it's 763?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that onboarding appointment, and you will be good to go. So some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, but just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Marsh Restorations, LLC.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
James D. Thomas, owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives some business documents in a timely manner, which may include business license, which isn't applicable to you, proof of insurance when you get it, And then any other items recommended for Google verification, which sometimes Google will say, hey, we want a picture of your work vehicle with a Florida license plate or something like that. And so that will just protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients, because they will only allow the valid business in the area to get published on that first page, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. It is a monthly recurring charge where you continue your agreement at any time by contacting client support if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, and early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So now, do you want me to, well, let me just make sure that we get a green light on this first, and then I can go back and put a deb in for next month if you like. So let's see if this one processes successfully, and then I'll create the onboarding. Now, do you want to talk to Trinity first and see what time would work for her, or should we just schedule something now?
If you, I mean, you could, and that, this is going to be for what? For, like, when you call her?
Well, I don't know. It's almost better if you do the initial, because that's where they're going to be asking you for your certificate of insurance, and they're going to go over the criteria for the Google guaranteed. So you might have to be involved too. I noticed that they're triply booked for the remainder of the day anyway. So the first available we have is for 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, that'd be fine. 10 a.m.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Let me
get
it right.
Yep, and then we can call you and then patch her in, or we could do vice versa. If you want her to spearhead it, that's okay too, but they might be something that she'd say, oh, I have to get back to you because I have to get it from him, you know? So.
Yes, ma'am. And so pretty much this is going to be for when y'all call tomorrow at 10, I just need to have the Facebook set up and have the insurance set up with a certificate, and because you guys are going to be asking like for probably like numbers off of that certificate, correct?
Exactly, and we're going to email you right now the application for the Google Guaranteed, so you can start going through it ahead of time. You and Trinity can look at it tonight, and you can start filling it out, and then that's basically what you're going to need for tomorrow. In addition to that, have your logo ready so that they can, you know, start working on the logo, and then and put it on all of the online branding that we'll do for you. And then any pictures, if you have before and afters or anything right now, which you probably don't because you're just getting started, but if you do have some content, you can get that over to us tomorrow too, okay?
Okay, and that would be over like email, like send that over like email or?
Exactly, yep. And they're on the form that they send you for the application, you can also upload documents on that form. It'll say action you needed, photos for Google verification. So if you put your certificate of insurance on that form, or maybe a picture of your work vehicle or anything like that that might be needed, you could also upload your logo on that form, because anything that you put on the form is all sent to our technicians. Okay. Yeah, so that's really, really simple. And then for the billing, do you want me to put in the debt now, or do you want to wait till later and just leave it?
If it's cool, if it's okay with you, could I just do that for tomorrow at 10, and I'll have everything ready?
There you go. Okay, perfect. And then lastly, again, because I got you special pricing that's not to the general public, I want you to just acknowledge it real quick with your e-signature, and then that will grandfather you into the pricing, and then you will be good to go until tomorrow. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Local Splash, welcome. An email titled Google Verified Campaign.
Keep going. There's a but. I think there's about
I see at the at the top it says Jane, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
That's the one.
A copy of your invoice.
And then click there where it says click here, and that will take you to a page that says local/terms of experience. And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There will be three boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third shows you know it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select those three, you can then plug your name in, and please include the middle initial D since that's on the billing. And then if it goes through, it will take you to a page that will ask you for your username and password. So you don't need the username and password right now, and that's already in your welcome email. But if you get that, that's a good sign. That means it went
through. Yeah, it says welcome to Local Splash, sign up with your credentials. It says username, password, sign in.
Yay. Okay, good. And then again, that username and password's in your welcome email, so you already have that email to you. So you are all good to go. I'm so excited for you. So I'm going to send you another email that will say add us to your Facebook page. So once you get that set up, you can add us to the page, and then we can start running the ads on it. And don't panic if you don't have time to do that today. My technician will remind you to do that tomorrow, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, welcome aboard, James. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. So have a very, very profitable year, and then we will be talking to you tomorrow. And the game plan is to call your number first, right? And then if we need
it,
we would patch her in. Okay, sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you in the morning. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.